Okay, here we are. Here we are for the 30th of January. And put that up a little bit. I think I've got the levels. You know, people said to me, Phil, why are you always messing with levels? Because you're always messing with levels. That's just, you know, levels are... I actually think I recorded the show today, and I did the show. This is called a pre-show, but I already did the show. Because more and more what I'm doing is I, you know, I come in, I have the inspiration, I just do it. Who's this Bobby Anderson
was born on March 6th, 1933, in Hollywood, California.
Oh.
Later in life, he went by the name Robert J. Anderson.
He was Bobby Anderson was the kid in...
A director and a producer. He's best known...
He was in It's a Wonderful Life. He's the one who got slapped. He played James Stewart's character as a boy.
Playing the young George Bailey in the 1946 film called It's a Wonderful Life. He's the one who got slapped around by the druggist named Mr. Gower. He said he was really hit and his ear started bleeding. He said the actor H.B. Warner was very apologetic after the scene was over. Some of his other films included The Grapes of
Wrath. Well, H.B. Warner really hit him. How about that? Anyway, you'd have to give a shit about that movie, which I've seen It's a Wonderful Life about 850,000 fucking times. So it's good. Okay, so... The Love Boat bosses said, stay away from Gene Kelly. There's some pretty cool shit on. I got to tell you, YouTube is my go-to, man. YouTube is my fucking go-to for all kinds of shit. But most of the entertainment I get in terms of movies, even where I get my news, it's YouTube. And I'm not saying I get my news from some fucked up, weird-ass websites. I get my news... from whether it be CNN or France 24 or Sky TV or, I try to find actual journalists, people, you know, local TV does a good job. Local TV does a better job reporting the news than national TV. Channel 5 here in LA just lays it out. It's, here's the news. Here's what's happening. Okay, great. That little station up there in Monterey Bay that I listen to, that I watch, KSBW, is it? They don't fuck around, man. Here are the headlines. This is the story. This is what's happening. This is what, you know, people are saying. I don't think it's all that tough to report news. And I say that as one who had that job at one time. If there's a job in broadcasting I haven't had, I ain't heard about it. Well, I was never a general manager, a program director. But this guy, Mehdi Hassan, is also a fucking brilliant guy. But I was, I did news. I did disc jockey work. I did talk shows. I did public affairs. I did production. I was a production director at 2-3 different radio stations. I wrote an entire newscast for WORJ Orlando. So it wasn't just reporting news. I was actually writing progressive news, album rock news for the day. It doesn't really take a lot to report the fucking news. Here's what's happening. You don't have to interpret jack shit. You don't say, you say what happens. So-and-so was talking today and said this. Well, it isn't true. Here's what's reported. You know, that's not a hard thing to do. Say, well, that isn't true because here's what actually happened. And we have the sources for what actually happened. Now, I don't know why reporters are reluctant to do that, but they fucking are, you know. He gave a speech in which he said this, that. Everything's good, okay, everything's good, you know. And then he went off and he did something else. Or he gave a speech in which he said this, that. He was incorrect in this area because it was reported by so-and-so, the people that were there, that this didn't happen. This happened instead. It's what people say, and it's been said.